Well, hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer coming at you strong from the studios here at Open Door Church. Guys, welcome to this podcast. For everybody that is listening on the podcast, way to go and signing up for it. I appreciate you guys going to troybrewer.com, and I'm glad that you guys listen. I would love to hear some feedback from y'all. I love that so much, and one of the ways that you can give us feedback is one of the things that you can do is you can actually call us and just tell one of my phone operators, you know, all of my phone operators here at Open Door Church are all good personal friends of mine. They're mostly all girls. And I want to tell you this. Hey, listen, if you're a dude and you want to come pray for people, come up here, man. You're welcome to do that. It's a lot easier to get men to sign up, to get ladies to sign up for such things. And I'm so grateful that they have. But nonetheless, you can just call up here and say, hey, I just got through listening to this podcast. And man, it was this or was that. Call 877-413-0888. Again, 877-413-0888. If you're listening on the radio today, what you're listening to is a podcast broadcast. And this is a little bit different from how we usually do experiencing real life radio broadcasts. But I like to just talk about, you know, various things and shiny objects that they get my attention. To steal a line from my good friend, Brother Sean Tabbitt. He says that the Sean Tabbitt podcast is a really good one. And if you're somebody that's into podcasts, you should go to Sean Tabbitt. He's a good personal friend of mine. I might should just do a show sometime on all the podcasts that I listen to, because I listen to a ton of podcasts. I travel a little bit more than an hour from Glen Rose, Texas to Burleson, Texas to church every day. And then, of course, I drive back. And then when I drive to Redemption Ranch, that is a three-hour drive. And those are all podcast time for me. I listen to podcasts. And I think it's an extraordinary thing that's happened just within the past 10 years and really within the past 5 years that's just been a game changer. It's been a game changer for me. I listen to business podcasts. I listen, obviously, to kingdom podcasts. All of these things are kingdom things, by the way. I listen to technology podcasts, all those kinds of things. And I just think it's a very valuable part of learning today. Used to, all we had was Channel 13. You know, we had PBS. That was it. And that's not the case anymore. It's not the case. Own the responsibility of learning. Guys, today's subject matter is going to be all about, okay, how do I introduce the Lord to my family and my friends who do not believe? How do I do that? And we're going to be talking about evangelism today. We're going to be talking about supernatural warfare in evangelism. And we're going to be talking about just how you conduct yourself and live your life. And you're going to enjoy this podcast. You're going to enjoy this radio broadcast. I encourage you guys to take notes. And again, let us know what you think about this. Okay. Way back in 1986, okay, way back. Back when we were living in caves and all that subject matter. Actually, 86 was not that long ago, man. And it just, I don't know what happened, but boom, everything changed. And back in May of 1986, I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't have any friends that knew Jesus. My family, though we had some Christians within our family, we really didn't have a very strong walk with the Lord at that time. My brothers and sisters didn't really walk with the Lord. And when I got saved, it was a radical change. I'm talking about next level radical change. And I came from this redneck hillbilly culture in rural Johnson County, Texas. I was a bull rider, a professional guitarist, and a professional musician. And I promise you, none of my friends were saved. And literally when I got saved, everybody just came over to look at me. They just wanted to just look at me. They had never imagined a world where Troy Brewer was a Jesus freak. And immediately I began to delve into the challenges of evangelism because I was bound to determine I was going to reach every single person I knew for Jesus. And guys, I want to tell you, in many cases, the Lord just blessed my stupidity and people got saved. And one of the first things was this. I had great hope. I truly believed that if any of these people knew Jesus that I'm talking about, that they would indeed give their hearts to him. I truly believed that. And I was bold. I was very zealous. I really didn't have any sense, to tell you the truth. And a lot of times the persecution that we get from people is not because we're Christians. It's just because we're not very smart ones. So I can tell you that a lot of passion for Jesus makes up for a whole lot of stupidity. And what's real is it was very real. It was very authentic. I wasn't trying to figure everything out. I didn't have a whole lot of doctrine for everybody. I just had a mad passion for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I didn't like jump in everybody's case and get in everybody's face and say, hey, man, you got to get saved. You know, I didn't do that. I would just be like, dude, you got to know Jesus like this. Man, I'm telling you, you got to know him like this. And I was just so passionate. Now, that's not everybody's personality, but it was certainly mine. And I was very bold in just being being somebody that wanted to tell everybody I knew about Jesus. And again, I made a lot of mistakes in that. And here's what I can tell you. If you're real and if you're authentic and if you're not trying to talk in King James to everybody, and if you're not beating everybody up to where they think that you have some other agenda, oh man, he's just trying to get me in church. He's just trying to do this. He thinks that I'm doing this. It's not about none of that. If you can share Jesus that is in you, I would say that is one of the greatest things in the world that you could do whenever it comes to evangelism. The next part of evangelism that is what I would call prophetic evangelism. That you let the Holy Spirit give you a word for somebody, that you let the Holy Spirit tell people, you got to believe, man, that Jesus loves that guy and that God Almighty has a word for him. And I'd like to talk to you about prophetic evangelism. You know, my good friend Todd White, one of the most world famous prophetic evangelists, you know, walk up to people on the street and start to pray for them. And then God gives him a word and it blows their mind. My good friend, Cindy McGill, is very much like that. I've done a lot of street evangelism with Cindy McGill. And here's what she does, because she's into interpreting dreams. She'll literally say, hey, I'm a dream interpreter. You got a dream that you need to know what it means? And they always say, yes, I do. I had this dream, yada, 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 yada. And she'd say, here's what the Father is saying to you. And she starts speaking to them in terms of God Almighty is speaking to you and he loves you and he's after you. That I've seen some mind-blowing things with Cindy. I mean, Cindy McGill is a trip, man. She is an absolute trip. So yeah, I would also say too that how do you introduce Jesus to other people again and to close family members? I would literally demonstrate how Jesus showed up to you and what happened, how Jesus loves you, and the change that has taken place because of that. You know, the Bible says that there's a guy who is known for being a demoniac, meaning he was full of all kinds of demons. He lived in a graveyard. Brother ran around naked. He was a riot, is what he was. And crazy man. Jesus cast a legion out of him. And they ran off in these pigs. It was real dramatic. They went screaming off and actually went off this cliff. I've been to that cliff. And they're in the Sea of Galilee. I've actually seen the excavations of Gadara. And then the Bible says that whenever the town saw that man was clothed and in his right mind, they were like, what the heck happened to you? And he's like, Jesus. And you read several chapters later, there is a tremendous revival that takes place in that. And I want to tell you why. Because that dude was real about the change that had happened in him, right? His own personal testimony, and everybody saw it. And they saw the transformation, and it was just so radical. I'm about to take a mid-break here for you guys that are listening on the radio. But before I do, I want to tell you that I'm about to start exploring the reality of demonstrating Jesus the power of Jesus, praying about it, actually believing how to pray into that. And one of the greatest prayers that you can pray and declare over a person's life that doesn't know the Lord that you're about to introduce Jesus to them is, King Jesus, give them a heart to know you. That's out of the book of Jeremiah. He says, I will give you a heart to know me. And I'm like, God, please give them a heart to know you. Give them a heart, God, that wants to know you. Give them a place where you can land. Yeah, I mean, that is the word of God. So friends, whenever we come back, I'm going to be talking about those kinds of things. I'm also going to be telling you about how I witnessed to my kids growing up, and it's not how you think. It's not how you think. It's really cool, and I want to share this with you. Friends, this is Troy Brewer, and you're listening to a podcast broadcast, which you can find at troybrewer.com. I will get right back with you right after this.
From the very beginning, the Lord has called our tribe to be the hands and the feet of King Jesus to the poor and to the world's most vulnerable. We have been demonstrating the heart of the Lord in at least 53 nations throughout the world by building nearly 100 water wells, schools and homes for orphans, leprosy villages in India, and even now we are feeding more than 3,000 people every single week right here in the United States through our local food banks. Several years ago, we built a massive effort to save boys and girls from the terrors of sexual slavery. You know, the number of redeemed children is now in the thousands, thousands of kids rescued, and those numbers are growing every single day. When you partner with Troy Brewer Ministries, not only are you helping me preach the gospel, but you're actually helping me demonstrate it through selfless acts of redemption and also helping us see a little boy or a little girl saved in every way that a child can be saved. We know we can't do it alone, so we're asking you to prayerfully consider being a part of our tribe. When you call us today or when you go to troybrewer.com and once you partner with us, not only will you receive the blessing of God for this great kingdom effort, but you will also receive free access to our video teaching platform at troybrewer.tv. It's video on demand, point, click, and have your life change. It's all of my school of ministry, all of my school of prophecy, all of my videos called Numbers That Preach, all of my pulpit teaching, and even all of my conferences with guests from all over the planet Earth. This is our free gift to all of our monthly partners, and I encourage you to take advantage of it. Go to troybrewer.com and partner with us today.
Okay, well, welcome back, friends. Troy Brewer coming at you strong from the studios here at Open Door Church. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Guys, this is a podcast, and today we're just looking at some key things and kind of my spin on how do I introduce the Lord to my family and my friends who do not believe. Let me just say right off the bat that I know the burden of that. I'm a pastor. I know what it's like to... I want so bad to see a breakthrough within that person's life. Many of you guys have a spouse that you're praying for. Many of y'all have prodigal children who are no longer walking with God, and they got in some college somewhere, and now they're changing their pronouns, and all kinds of madness is happening. I want to just say, do not lose heart. Listen, Jesus is so good at saving people. He's so good at saving people. And he really loves the people that you love. He really does. And I would say, you're absolutely right in not being passive about it and say that you're absolutely right. And I will introduce Jesus to these people. I also want to say that there's not a cookie cutter way to introduce people into the kingdom. And the Lord Jesus Christ will make you creative. He will give you, and immediately I can already hear all the cringe meter pegs going all the way for all of us here in the Bible Belt, because everybody is convinced here that what you got to do is you got to lead everybody into a prayer of salvation. I want to tell you, I do that all the time. I do it from the pulpit here at Open Door Church. It's a great way to get everybody into unity. It's a great way to get people to make a commitment. But Jesus never did that. You know, Jesus wasted a lot of time not leading everybody into a prayer of salvation if that's the only way that you can enter into faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've done a tremendous study on how Jesus introduces himself and the kingdom of God into people's lives all the way through the Bible. And what I find is it's hardly ever the same way. Sometimes he says, hey, you need to sell all that you have and you need to follow me. Other people, he just says, go your way. Some people, he just does crazy things. Like, what is that? Why would it be different from person to person? And here's why. Because it's relational. And everything in the kingdom is relational before it is functional. Everything in the kingdom is relational before it is functional. So I would say that it's a very relational process. And I would say that in the context of a relationship, you talk to them, not in the context of, hey, of anything religious, but actually just in the context of a relationship, pray and ask God, how can I bring this into my relationship? How can I do that? And as I already stated right before the break, a really good thing to do is to pray that God Almighty will give them a heart to know him and say, okay, God, give them a heart to know you. And then ask God to give you the timing of such a thing. The timing is also real important. Pray and get a group of people to pray concerning your introduction of Jesus to your friends. Those are all good things. But when I look at all the salvations and the way that Jesus brought people into the kingdom, one of the things that I look at and I'm blown away, if you count them all, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there's actually 153 times that Jesus led somebody into the kingdom, ending with the thief on the cross. Like, does 153 mean anything? It does if you're Peter and he tells you to throw your net on the other side and you look in there and you count them, it's 153 great fish. The same number of fish that was in the net. King Jesus, the Bible records King Jesus bringing salvation to people in the Bible. Now, obviously, he saved many more people. And obviously, he did way more miracles, even though the book of John even says at the end of the book of John that he did way more miracles than this, but if it was all written down, the world could not contain that many books. That's what it says. So he was very creative. He was very relational. And he was very to the point of what mattered. And what mattered is who the Father is to them and who they are to the Father and how can they make that bridge. Faith in Jesus is everything. And what we think about God is the most important thing that we can think. And just what we believe about God is just so important. But it's not just about doctrine. It's not just about scripture. It is also about what God believes about the people that you and I love. And it's like, okay, God believes this and I need to act upon it and I need to go after that. It's a really big deal. Growing up with watching my kids grow up was a front row seat to the mayhem that is childhood. And also too, all my kids are all PKs. They're all preacher's kids. And that also has some unique challenges with it. I didn't let my kids ball up and shut down and constantly mourn the fact that their daddy was a preacher. I'd say, too bad, so sad. You know what? I could own a dadgum Mexican restaurant, and there would also be drama in the Mexican restaurant. I mean, you're not going to escape drama. You're not going to escape people thinking something about you, so I don't want to hear it. However, I was also very understanding of the idea of there is a time where your kids' walk with God is actually your walk, and then it has to switch over, and it has to be their walk. So when my kids started approaching their teenage years, I began to be very intentional about that and began to go, okay, man, I got to make sure that these guys know how to do the walk. One of the things that happened is I always engage my kids on missions trips and I took them with me and I let them have their own experiences in Jesus with what all we were doing. Another thing that we did is I really encouraged them to go on their own missions trips with just kids and me and mom not even be there. Another thing that I did was at nighttime, whenever I put the little kids to bed, I would go and I would sit in the hall and I would play my guitar and I would sing praise music. And while all the kids, then they could all hear me. We lived in a little bit tiny house, so I was right in the center of all the bedrooms. And then I would pray for them, and I wanted my kids to hear me pray for them. And it was never, Lord God, bless my knucklehead. Oh my gosh, he's such a handful. She's, God, did you hear what she said? It was always something that honored them. And my prayer was a demonstration of how much I love my kids and how my relationship with my kids had so much to do with my relationship with King Jesus. And I think that that kind of a lens with your kids, with your family, with your friends is, oh man, it seems like you changed. I have changed. And I'm going to continue to change. And it's also going to change our relationship because it's going to make everything better and better and better and better and better. I'm fighting for you, man. I'm believing for you, man. I see this all the time when I'm at the Open Door Food Bank. We go to people and ask people, hey, can I pray for you? And they're like, well, no, not really. And then after they trust us, they'll say, hey, I do want you to pray for me, you know, about this. And then after a while, they start coming to us with all these praise reports and prayer reports, and they cannot wait to get to us with those things. It's just super, super, super important that you are relational, that you're passionate, that you're authentic, and that you're not about fixing them. You know, if your approach to seeing somebody introduced to King Jesus is you feel like you got to fix them, you can forget about that because you ain't going to reach them. You know, you ain't going to fix me. You know, you're not going to come in and correct me. You're not, if I don't know you, you don't have any authority over me. And also, too, and if you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this long-haired country boy alone, right? And that's from the great Charlie Daniels, and I love that. No, man, if you approach people like, hey, I gotta fix you somehow. They're not gonna appreciate your expertise in that. But if you approach them like you are a well springing up, and from your overflow, do not tell them what you think they need to hear. Tell them what God Almighty is talking to you about, and just be so relational and be so real in sharing all that. Man, I pray for you and I bless you and tell you this, if you have somebody who needs to be saved, why don't you call us and ask us to pray with you? I'd be so happy to pray for you. Just call 877-413-0888. Again, it's 877-413-0888. One of my very good friends is standing by right now to pray for you. And guys, we've seen so many salvations. I'm so many miracle breakthroughs where people have been praying for years and years and never seen a breakthrough. And they got with us and they prayed and boom, that person gave their heart to King Jesus. I believe that we have a breakthrough anointing for that. And we do. And we see it all the time. We take on hell with a water pistol and we believe King Jesus. And it's just crazy cool. So guys, we would like to stand with you. 877-413-0888. I also have some resources. Some of my battle cry prayer cards are just perfect for this. It has the scriptures, it has the declarations, and it has the prayers that you can pray over your friends and over your family who need to know the love and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? Call and ask about that, or you can simply go through all of them, look at all of them, browse through them by going to troybrewer.com. Again, it's troybrewer.com. Okay, well, I think that's just about all the time that I have for today. That's just been so good, and I'm so grateful. And again, for everybody that's listening on the podcast today, thank you so much for plugging into that at troybrewer.com. For everybody that's listening on the radio today, man, I want to tell you this is a really big deal, and it would encourage us if you would either call or reach out to your local radio station and say, we love having Troy Brewer on there. That's a big deal. If you're ever in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, come out and join me at Open Door Church. I want to meet you face-to-face. And friends, until the next time I see you, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord.